In the Haftarah of Parshas Ekev, Yeshaya HaNavi says, Karoiv Matzdiki, he who wants to pronounce me righteous, he who wants me to be successful in the Mishpat, Karoiv is close by, Karoiv Matzdiki. And Mimela, therefore, Mi Yariv Iti, who can argue with me? Nam De Yachad, let's stand together, willing to face him, it's not a problem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. No one can debate me or argue me with me. Pasuk goes on and says, Mi val mishpati yigash eloi. He who is on the other side, he who is opposed to me, let him approach me. L'chayr, the pasuk is either redundant or very shver. Why would it be shver? Well, if we already said that nobody could argue with me because I have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's matzdik me, so how does the pasuk at the end go back and say, who is the Baal Mishpat should come step up close? There is no Baal Mishpat. I already won. So the Mefarshim have various pshatim to explain this. I'd like to share with you a mahalich of the Bnei Yisrael in a number of places in his Sefer. We'll begin with a Ramami Pano that he brings also. A very important Mami Pano who asks the question, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit more accurate, allow our Schusim to win over our Averis, and then we won the Beis Din, we won the Din in Shemayim, if the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama, a very famous Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never Mevater, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just look away or ignore our sins. Says the Gemara, so if we have something, we have an accounting and a liability for everything we did. So how could we be taught, on the other hand, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs the mitzvahs and the mitzvahs can outweigh the averis? And if Farish, even more shver, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that if someone's mechza al mechza, if someone's 50-50, whatever that means, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kaivesh or Noisei, Maver Rishon Rishon, Hashem helps us out, clears it up, and makes us win the case. Thought Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater. So Rabbeinu Menachem Azari Mipanu, from the Guri Arizal, in Sefer Asora Amaris writes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being Mevater just means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't go be Mevater against the rules of the Torah. But if something is within the framework, according to the book in the Torah, it's not considered being mevater. And the Torah says, you go bus arrive. The Torah says that if someone has a suffix, because he's half-half, you go by the muchzik, another different svaris. And therefore, it's not considered a problem, bechlal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered being mevater. Because it's according to the rules, it's not an issue. But L'chayra, we say in davening on Yom Kippurim, Anu Malei Avo, and we are filled, stuffed with sin. Va'ata Malei Rachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stuffed and filled with the Rachamonis. Well, if we're stuffed and filled with sin, Malei Avo, then how does that work? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu just be Merachem on us in that situation? So the Ramami Banu says an incredible Yesod. Amazing thing. The Gemara says in Maseches Shavuos, and this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Minayim Shnayim Shebaladin. What is the source, says the Gemara? Two people step into a Beis Din. Echad Lovish Smartutin, one is wearing Shmatis, Ve'echad Lovish Itztilis Bas Me'amana, and the other one's wearing a very fancy suit, which was designed especially by a fancy tailor. We tell the fancy guy, Levush Kemaisai, either you put on Shmatis also, or you give the other guy a fancy suit to wear also. You're mechuyev to have them both wear the same clothing. And Rashi explains, because if not, then the poorer fellow will close his mouth. He'll assume he has no chance. Say, what's the hope of me getting anywhere? The other guy looks so fine, he's impressing the Beis Din, whatever it is. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar? Says the Gemara, Talmud Loimar Midvar Sheker Tirchok. If you allow that two litigants, I don't know how to pronounce it, wearing two different sets of clothing, one fancy and one shmatis, then we will not be judging them honestly. And the Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchok, and therefore there's a din. Maybe it's the Raisa, maybe it's Drabbanim, maybe it's a Smachta, but it's a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch, they both have to wear the same clothing. Says, Oy bazoy the Ramami Pano. Says the Mayur de Kizach. He says, Pasik says, L'chu na'avni vachacha yoyim Rashem. This was in the Haftarah on Shabbos Chazayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come and debate with me. Im yiyu chata'ichim kashonim kashelig yalbinu. If your sins will be like Tila Shani, red, well, we'll make it all pure and white. Im yadimu katayla katsemer yiyu. We're going to turn it into snow. We'll turn it into, Hashem says, we'll turn it into wool, but your averis are going to go away. And l'chayra, how does that work? Says the Rami Pano, means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in Sefer Daniel, levu sheikit talo chiver. So Pasuk in Daniel, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kavi yochoil, is wearing a garment white as snow. Levu sheikit talo chiver. And Rashi says, over there in Daniel, now Pasuk, beautifully, in order to help Klal Yisrael become pure and white from their averis, Azoy Zok Rashi and Beferish in the Torah, in Sefer Daniel. If so, says the Ramami Panu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wearing a white garment, and we're wearing a red stained Tomei garment filled with sins. Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to Halacha, has to have us both wearing the same beged. It's the Halacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps this Halacha, says Rabbi Menachem Yizhar Mipanu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to put on red clothing. It doesn't make any sense. Except one time in history, in the future, Naftarah and Parshas Tzavim speaks about Boyim Me'edayim in the future. But normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that, obviously. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us a chance. We can go on and put on white clothing. We could become pure in order that it should be a fair mishpat, and automatically we won the mishpat. So that's the pshat. And yuchat ta'echim kashanim kashel agavino. Again, it's not being a vater, says the Rami Pano, because it's within the framework of the halacha and the Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is keeping. Well, says the Meir Sasra, if so, we can answer an amazing kash on this pasuk in Yishai that we just mentioned. Why does the pasuk say at the beginning, l'chu na? No, Chazal says the Lashon Makasha. So what's Hashem saying? Please come and have a mishpat with me. Please come have a mishpat. What does it mean? Please come have a mishpat. And more so, what does the pasuk continue when to say? Hashem says, what's going to happen in the mishpat? If you're filled with averis, I'm going to clean you up. What kind of mishpat is that? You're insisting someone should come to a mishpat because you want to be mevata to them? Imagine you make azmana and you drape someone a cup to come to a basin because you want to announce to them that you're being mevata. What does this mean? According to Rami Pano, it's amazing. Why? So Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says in Perkei Avos, we know this, it says it in Perkei Avos, it says it in the Sanat Taikif, Kodesh Baruch Hu also has the role of a dayan. And then when Kodesh Baruch Hu normally has the role of a dayan, who are we up against? We're up against the Makatrik and against the Satan and his buddies. So normally the Mishpat is us against the Satan, who's tining against it. Because Baruch Hu is a Dayan. Dayan can wear whatever he wants. He can wear a wig, he can wear a fancy gown, he can wear anything he wants. No halachas on that one. So, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? L'chu na v'nivacha, Hashem says, please, how about coming with me into a din? Let me be the one against you. Because then, we're going to have to deal with the clothing issue, and I'm going to have to go along and wear the same clothing. Whereas if I stay as the Dayan, just the Dayan, and the Satan is the Makatri, then you're in trouble. So that's L'chu na v'nivachacha. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was begging and saying, please, could you please go along and allow me to be the Dayan? Now I saw amazing Hezber on this B'nai Yisasra, on this Ramami Pano, excuse me, before we continue, from Nisfas Emes' son-in-law, Rav Chanuch Levine from Benden, who his son, was Rav Yitzchak Meyer from Agudas Yisrael. This is the father, who is a son-in-law of the Sfas Emes. In his Sefer, Yechahein Pe'er, in his hesped that he gave on the Chofetz Chaim, He explained this from Al Yipanu because the chayr is very shver. Anytime anybody has an avera, or anybody is mamish or rasha, so why doesn't he just say, okay, Hashem, I want to be in a mishpat with you, and then Hashem's going to have to clean his clothing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going back to me avata, and there's never going to be a case of anybody getting punished ever again in history. I mean, you know, people, unfortunately, you know, choose and they get punished. Why are they getting punished? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu clean up their averas? What's going on? So he explains beautifully. What happens if the poor man comes to Beis Din and he sees the rich man is all dressed fancy? And the poor man's wearing shmatas. And the poor guy says, I don't care that I'm wearing shmatas. I'm willing to go and speak and I'm not concerned about the fact that the other guy's dressed fancy. I'm still going to say what I have to say. I have no shame. Doesn't say those words. But if that's the situation, then theoretically, we could declare that maybe there'll be no chiv for him to go along and put on fancy clothing. Because the whole point, according to what we said from Rashi, was that he should feel comfortable and feel like he's safe and he can speak. He's in a safe space and he can say what he wants. But this guy feels like that anyways. Says the Ben Dinirav, wow, amazing. He says, if someone does Averis and he's not embarrassed of his Averis, he doesn't feel like he's wearing dirty clothing, he doesn't feel like he's in Shematis, he doesn't feel like his clothing is stained, and he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not ashamed, then Ein Ochenami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remain just a Dayan, and he's in trouble. But what happens if this person's embarrassed and he's ashamed of what he did in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, Baruch HaYolamim, look how pure and wonderful you are. How perfect, obviously. Look how terrible, how far I've drifted from you. Look how stained I am. Look at my clothing. And he feels ashamed and embarrassed. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, let me go over along and come up against you, and then I'm going to have to dress you in my clothing. And this is a favorite Gemara already. The Gemara says in Brachis, the Gemara learns it from Shaul HaMelech. So it's a real Mahalach in Tshuva. We have a new Mechudosh Dik and Mahalach in Tshuva from the Ramami Pano, which is, again, what? What's the Mahalach? If someone has a shame and uncomfortableness and feeling terrible about how he looks and how what he did to himself because of his sins, and he's ashamed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dress him in white, take off his dirty clothing and put on the white clothing, like it says in Haftarah Rani V'Simchi. Yeshua Kagadol was wearing these shmatas, and they put him on fancy clothing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be willing to dress him in better clothing because he's uncomfortable. And we can actually understand now a Lashon, says Ibn Yisasar, why in Al Hanisim we say, what's his Lashon, amadat alehem? He has many, many pshatim, what it means, amadat alehem be'esarasam. So according to this Malach, he says, Klai Yisrael Nadar had a lot of problems, and they weren't necessarily going to win against the Yavanim. They didn't necessarily deserve, there was Yechidim only. They didn't necessarily deserve to go along and win against the Yavanim. But what happened? They were feeling like we're going back to the way the Bendin Arav is Masbrit, Arav Yibendin. They were feeling ashamed and embarrassed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I want to come up with you in a Gittin Torah. The halacha is, a shayfet is allowed to sit. He actually is supposed to sit. And the two people that come in for him, the Gemara says in Shavuos, on the same daf, halacha is they have to go along and stand. V'amdu ha'anoshin. Gemara learns from Perish HaPasek in Torah. Din midaraisa, so they have to stand. Gemara says, during the din, they can both be standing, they can both be sitting. At the end, they both have to be standing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to go and stand up against you in order to clean you. And that's what happened by Hanukkah. Amadita lahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amadita. He made himself kaviyachol. That he was standing to go up against Klai Yisrael. Lahem for their benefit in order to change their clothing to make them white. And that's how they were zoicha in the Hanukkah story. Now, let's go back to the Pasuk in Haftarah. But first, we have to learn a bit of another inyan. The Ran at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Ran beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that four times a year, then there's a Rosh Hashanah, and then four times a year there's a Mishnah afterwards, that there's a judgment, and it says in Rosh Hashanah, everybody goes in front of him, Kirmei Meroyim. So Rabbeinu Nisim writes on the back on the riff, he brings a psikta that says, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzai, says the psikta, the esrim v'chamisha be'elol nivra ha'olam, the 25th of Elul, the world was created. And Rabbeinu Nissim, the Ran, is masber, this psikta, he says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, he says, Imam is a psikta, is also over there, B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, so it's a shitasa. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, Tishrei Nivra Olam, Tishrei was the day that man was created. Aleph Tishrei, the day man was created. Hayoyim Haris Olam means the day that man was created. It's man's birthday. The man was created on Yom HaShishi, on Friday. So you go back 5 days to Yom Echad, and you get the Chaf Hei El. So the Ran says, that's Peshat, in the psikta, Chaf Hei El, the world is created. It means, theoretically, I don't know if you count the dates back then, there was nobody to count them until man was created on Aleph Tishrei. But theoretically, there was a type of Chaf Hei Tishrei being a sort of like mamash, the birthday of the world. And a man's birthday itself, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is on Aleph Tishrei. Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Feirish and Daf Chav Zayin, Commandments lead on the inner Zayim, Chilas Masecha. We have our Nusach and Davin, they say Zayim, Chilas Masecha, that goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning that man was created on Rosh Hashanah. And the Ran says, that's why the minig in Barcelona is, they start saying Slichas always on Chav Hei El, Ayin Shama the Ran, because of that special day. Well, the Bnei Yisachar, and I found that the Kedushas Levi of Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, and Lakutim was also said the same thing, so they're both these two tzadikim mechavim each other. Say, if you go back 40 days before Chaf Hei Elul, you get the Tuba of. Now, what is 40 days? We know Chazal tell us 40 days before in Siris Havlad, a Baslav comes out and says, announces, Bas Pleni L'Pleni. So all the marriages and matches are made 40 days when they actually happen. They're announced, they're pre-announced 40 days before. Well, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to create the world in Yom Echad, Chaf Hei Elul, that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis created the world, Bishvil Yisrael, who are going to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are going to learn his Torah. And it's a marriage. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soif Maseh Makshav Tchila. This was originally what began by Riyas Olam on Chaf Hei Elul. Like the man calls it. 40 days before that, exactly 40 days before, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced it, that was theoretically Tu B'Av. So Chamisha Asar B'Av is the day when the first match was ever announced, the greatest match in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And actually, it's very interesting, he points out, the word Adam himself is Gematria 45, because it's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, 40 and 5. If so, we can understand, he says Bnei Yisachar, we can understand how come we are taught in the end of Maseches Tainis that the two greatest, most joyous days of the year for Klal Yisrael, look it up, it's a very Shem Mishnah, were Yom Kippurim and Chamisha Asar B'Av, Tu B'Av, because the Bnei Yisachar would go out for Shaduchim, and they would be wearing Klei Lavan She'ulim, they were wearing borrowed white clothing, and the Mishnah says, why? Shalei Lavayish as Misha Einloi. And the Mashah asks, I understand they were sh'ulim, they were borrowed, not to embarrass those that couldn't afford it, but why were they white? Ayin Sham and the Mashah? Let's say it's something pretty similar to the Mashah. The Ritva, by the way, I already saw, and Yaakov brings the Ritva, already points out, the white symbolized how special this day was. It was a day without any averis. It wasn't Stam, some prusta day, Chas V'Shalom, like unfortunately people have made it into. It was a special pure day, pure white, symbolizing that there was no Yetzirah at all involved in whatever procedure, whatever ceremonies would take place on Chamisha Asar B'Av. But why Chamisha Asar B'Av? And this question is asked by the Gemara. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah Yom Kippurim, understand, is a day of Kapara, day of Luchos Shniyos. But what's so significant about Chamisha Asar B'Av? Why was this ceremony of the boys and girls back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, making Shaduchim, why is it Chamisha Asar B'Av? So the Gemara gives a list of different events that happened, including some that are even mamish marriage-related. In other words, there was an Isser on marrying Yesheva ben Yamin for whatever reason, Sefer Shoftim, and it became Mutter on Chamisha Asar B'Av. There was even earlier, there was an Isser for Shvatim to intermarry with each other, like we learn at the end of Sefer Bamidbar in the Parshas Maaseh, and that Isser went away on Chamisha Asar B'Av. So something with marriage already earlier, but still, why did those events take place on Chamisha Asar B'Av? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Well, now we understand, because Chamisha Asar B'Av is the day of the Shidduch, announcement of the Shidduch, it's the Vart, the Tznayim, of the greatest marriage of Klai Son HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vereishis, Vishrul Yisrael, who are going to have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are going to be they're the ones who are going to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. They're the ones who HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose with love. It's the greatest in the world. And that's why that day became a day, the Etzim, a day of marriage. Why white clothing? Why white clothing? Well, actually the Mishnah dealt with it also. We can understand now. Because what's going to happen in Yom Kippurim? In Yom Kippurim, because we're always going to say, Tzalachti Kedvarecha. And that's going to happen because of our hard work. Because we're going to be doing tshuva. We already started doing tshuva. And we're going to do tshuva. You know, Elul Ba, right? The Shetev is, let's go backwards. Tammuz is something Mashmi. How's it go? Tammuz, Rashi Tev is something about tshuva. Mashmi Shem Ubayim are coming. Zman tshuva, Mashmi Shem Ubayim. And Av is Rashi Tev is Ba Elul. Right? And then El, and then Aseres Mi Tshuva, and the highlight, the spitz of Tshuva, the day of Tshuva, is going to be the final, Yashar is going to say, Eslachti Kevarecha, again Miki Purim. And we're going to be wearing white on our own merit. But, on Chamisha Asra Ba'av, listen to this, is amazing. On Chamisha Asra Ba'av, on that day, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already speaks out the Shidduch, so Hashem says, this day is a day that I already want to give you, I want to lend you white! I want to lend it to you. You don't necessarily deserve it, but you're going to be my kala. We're going to be having this marriage. Because Baruch Hu says, I know the sins, but I'm coming up against you. And I can't have you wearing shmatis. I'm going to dress you up in white. So, Lo'i Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lends us. We shouldn't be ashamed. And that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gives it out. So when it says in the Mishnah, Lo'i Levi says, it's going on the white also. This is the day that Bnei Yisrael will go out, and it says in the Mishnah that we do have to do a machoil. Machal means a circle. But you know what machal also means? Machal also means machila. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lending us a kapara already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a big credit. We should begin the tshuva process and show that we're working on it now on our own merit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already dished down and dealt us some type of pre-kapara agreement. So it's a good thing, this one, this agreement. Already on Chamisha Asar Ba'av. To help us be zoche to tshuva. Well, with this we could also understand a stira l'chayra, which never bothered me because I don't learn zayir, but a stira from the zayir to the Mishnah. The zayir and zayir HaKadosh and Parshas Truma goes through Zav, Keset, Nechayshet, Tcheles, Argam, and Tila Hashani, and explains how they're referring to different times of the year. The zayir HaKadosh says Zahav, Rosh Hashanah. And explains why. Because red gold symbolizes sin. Still have sin. Kesef says the Zayar Kaddish is white silver. Silver is whitish. Refers to Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us pure. And then the Zayar Kaddish explains Tcheles. What is it? Nechayshes, Tcheles, and Argaman. Referring to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Check it up. And then says the Zayar Kaddish, Tila Ashani, is Chamisha Asr Ba'av. What? But the Mishnah says they wore white. They didn't wear Tila Ashani. Well, actually, he saw the Ramak, or Moshe Kardavo, and his Pirush on the Zayir, because I looked it up. He asked the steer, and he says, yeah, underneath the white, they were wearing their own red clothing. Okay, but why? What does this mean still? Says, it's the day that maybe really we're in a situation of red clothing. But, Kaddish Baruch Hu blesses us, benches us, and gives us a gift. What does he give us? The gift of white clothing. We can go along and be already dressed in this white clothing, even though, like we said, we don't necessarily deserve it. Because Baruch Hu gives it to us. He says, come, Kindlech, I want to give you this clothing already. I want to lend you this clothing. So that is the day of Chamisha Asar Ba'av. And now we can go back to our Pasuk, which we began with in the Haftarah. Koroiv Matzdiki. Kaddish Baruch Hu, who wants to be Matzdik us, who wants to make us win the case. Karoi doesn't just mean close. Karoi means Karoi Mishpacha, he's our relative. If he's our relative, then there's like a legal way out, we'll call it a legal loophole, but it's according to Halacha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be the judge, I can't be your judge. I'm Karoi. And therefore, Hashem says, let me go up against you. You'll let have two brothers can have, unfortunately, it happens lots of times. They could go to a din Torah, but I can't be the judge. Karei matziki, mi yariv iti. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me go along and argue with you. Nam de yachad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I go up against you, then let's throw away the mastinim, let's throw away the satta. We don't need him to be the one. I'll be the one against you. Nam de yachad, let's stand up. Like we said before in the Lashon in Alanisim, we said, Sha'omad lehem. Right? Mi val mishpati. Now who became my bal mishpat? Because Baruch Hu became my bal mishpat. Yigash Eloi, he comes over to me to make sure I'm wearing the same garment as him. So that's a different mahalach in this pasuk. Mahalach in this pasuk, because Baruch Hu sees that we're ashamed of what we're wearing. We're ashamed of how we look. We're ashamed of our red clothing. We're ashamed of underneath there's red. Because Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm going to help you change into white. Because Baruch Hu gives us a white bag and he lends it to us. Shem says, I'm coming up against you. And this is how you look. I want to marry you. I want to be with you. I want to argue with you, make with you something. But I can't come up against you if you're wearing like this. And we're zoiche to go along and have a white baggage. Let's try to keep it white. Let's try to earn our own white baggage. And anything we did in the past, let's try to be ashamed. Like Rabbeinu Yonah speaks, obviously, he says one of the big yesodis in tshuva. And be zoiche to tshuva shleima. Meher v'yameinu.